This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from that era. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1941. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
From the land of beautiful lakes, this is Station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. Yes, it's Tuesday, September 30th, 1941. Time for the Martin and McKenna Show. This is Jack McKenna speaking with the most experienced radio newsman around, Lou Martin. We'll have your favorite music coming up, along with a look at the sporting news with Ray Paulson. But first, here's the 7th Street Market 5 o'clock news with Lou Martin. 7th Street Market, founded in 1917 by Joe Ansell. Lou, sounds like there could be some changes in the war in Europe.
Indeed, Jack. After more than a year of bombing, raids, and dogfights, Great Britain is now claiming air superiority over Nazi Germany. Prime Minister Winston Churchill says the Third Reich is suffering from a shortage of both planes and pilots, presumably in part because of its 14-week campaign against Soviet Russia. While the news is good from the British Isles, Winston Churchill, fresh from the secret North Atlantic Charter meetings with President Roosevelt, says that this could also backfire. If Hitler decides to go to a defensive posture in Russia and just try to hold the line, Mr. Churchill predicts that the Nazi dictator could turn on Britain and invade. He says if not to invade England, then perhaps North Africa. In any case, the Prime Minister says there will be no short end of the war, that it will continue through 1942 at least. Even German press dispatches now say that the Russian operations will extend into the winter months. It looks like the United States and Great Britain will make supplying the Soviet Union a number one priority for this winter. American Delegate Chief Averell Harriman pledged U.S. support for as long as the conflicts last. Harriman met with Lord Beaverbrook and Commissioner Molotov in Moscow. He called Hitler's attack on Russia unprovoked and violent. All of this leads to the question of the United States Neutrality Act, which comes before the Congress next month. Now former Republican presidential candidate Wendell Willkie says that he's on the side of President Roosevelt, and he thinks the Neutrality Act should be repealed or modified. Returning from a weekend retreat at Hyde Park, the president met with the Secretary of War, Cordell Hull, who is on record asking that the laws be scrapped. The president is expected to make his thoughts known in a speech later this week. In London, former deputy for Hitler, Rudolf Hess, is holding a hunger strike. Hess made a sensational flight from Germany to England last April in what appeared to be a misguided effort to make peace between the two countries. Hess is angry now since he's being held as a prisoner of war instead of a special envoy. Time for a word about our 5 o'clock news sponsor. It seems that Herr Hess hasn't had the privilege of shopping at the 7th Street Market, Jack.
No, Lou, and he will never get the opportunity. 7th Street Market. Magic words to the housewife because she knows she can get fine grocery products at good prices. Good prices, you say? You want the proof? How about pork chops? 21 cents a pound. Not bad. Hamburger, just 33 cents a pound. Wieners, 18 cents a pound. And cookies, a little sweet tooth there. 3 pounds for 29 cents. I think I'll get myself about 6 pounds of those. Bleach is just 29 cents. Coffee, 2 pounds for 39 cents. Oh, I could go on and on, but that would take too much time. And you know that all the prices are great, great for your budget, ladies. So shop at 7th Street Market today.
Superior City employees may soon qualify as civil servants. First District Assemblyman Frank Sheehan of Douglas County is introducing legislation to allow civil service privileges. Superior is now eligible since voters turned out the mayoral form of government earlier this year in favor of the city manager form. Sheehan says that civil service rights will take the politics out of hiring and firing employees. The Superior Federation of Labor supports Sheehan's efforts. The hard times of the Great Depression are behind us finally, and Superior firefighters want the city to give them back their 10% pay cut that they took the cut in 1939. They would now like that returned, plus a 5% raise. The plea was filed by International Firefighters Association, Local Number 74, with the City Clerk McKeg, by Olaf Sorensen, Arthur Carlson, Earl McNamara, and Ray Oakes. Superior School Superintendent Agnes Rothwell sent a circular out to the local merchants who have cigarette licenses. Mr. Rothwell is urging them to enforce the law when it comes to not selling cigarettes to minors. Another indication of the economy is as strong as ever. The Great Northern Railroad alloys dock set a record for iron ore today upon loading 9,000 tons of iron ore to the carrier C.O. Jenkins earlier this morning. The alloys dock has served 2,000 ships this season. 2,000, and the 1941 shipping season still has a couple of months to go. Well, the rivalry between Duluth and Superior is as hot as ever over the vacant position of port collector. Fred Russell of Superior has been nominated by U.S. Senator Robert La Follette and has the approval of local Democrats and President Roosevelt. But Minnesotans, including the Duluth newspaper, are crying foul, saying no Wisconsin man should hold that position. Hearings in Washington are set for next week. In the 28 years since Superior and Duluth were recognized by the federal government as one port, no port collector has hailed from Wisconsin. Duck hunters join the armada of Nimrods as the two-month season for shooting quackers begins tomorrow in upper Wisconsin counties. The barrage of shotgun fire will continue until November the 29th, before the ducks have to cease to worry about whose table that they will be gracing. Numerous mallards are flying from Lake Superior to the inland lakes. Flights of the birds have been spotted over the St. Louis River, Douglas, Washburn, and Burnett counties. Postmaster Bethel Robinson announces that the general window will be open tonight until 8 o'clock to sell duck stamps. Each hunter over 16 years of age is required to buy the $1 stamp. The price of renting a cabin or staying at a resort in upper Wisconsin may go up. The Wisconsin Indian Head Country Association met in Rice Lake this week and called on higher prices to help make ends meet. The fifth annual meeting of the Indian Head Country Association elected Coot Anderson as president and a slate of officers including Howard Underhill of Superior, Oscar Lindholm of Hayward, Marie Earhart of Solon Springs, J.J. Bloomquist of Ashland, J.A. Raffley of Gordon, Art Mothy of Minong, and Ivan Johnson of Webb Lake. And finally, Jack, over 200 volunteers are expected tonight at the annual kickoff of the Superior Community Fund at the Android Ballroom. The president of the Duluth Community Fund, Willis Spring, will be the guest speaker. Also speaking will be A.J. Wenzel, the Superior Campaign Chairman, Clough Gates, and Frank Glonick. The Superior Community Welfare Fund Gifts Committee includes Agnes Rothwell, David Siegel, John Banks, and C.W. Link. You know, it's a great cause, Jack. It helps the local children's home, St. Francis Orphanage, and the Salvation Army, the YMCA, and others.
Since this is the kickoff, you can be sure we'll be hearing more from Wenzel and his gang. I understand thousands of pledge cards have been printed up. Well, thanks, Lou. Let's get into the music right after this look at our forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in Duluth Over the Hill for this Wednesday, September 30th, 1941. Partly cloudy skies tonight, fair skies tomorrow to begin October. Temperatures in the upper 50s with windy conditions. A small craft advisory is expected to be posted tomorrow as northwesterly winds kick up from 25 to 30 miles per hour on Lake Superior. Now, good listeners, let's have some fun. This is Xavier Cugat and his orchestra and Green Eyes on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes. Thank you. Senores and senoritas, we've just enjoyed the music of Xavier Cugat and his orchestra with the popular Green Eyes selection from 1941. You know, Cugat got his big break on the NBC radio show Let's Dance back in 1934, where he and another group of boys led by Benny Goodman were regulars. Well, friends, if you're looking for a nice, comfortable place to hang your hat, you'll want to stay tuned. The George C. Newton Real Estate Company is one of the finest and most trustworthy here at the head of the lakes. Located at 1005 Tower Avenue in downtown Superior, they do a brisk business these days. Mr. Newton himself is here to join us now in our broadcast studios at KUWS. A good Tuesday afternoon to you, sir.
Well, it's mighty fine to be here, Jack.
What you got for us today, George? Some nice abodes at reasonable prices, as always?
Oh, yes, we do, Jack. You know that. We at George C. Newton Realty never take on anything that would disappoint the customer. You know, I've had to turn away properties I just didn't think could do. I mean, no, sir, we don't accept any old thing. We don't. I'll tell you what. Some people, well, the condition they let their living quarters come to, I mean, how they can live like that, I never know.
And you don't want to find out. But, George, how about those nice places you've got lined
up? Yeah, Don, totally.
Tell us about those, George.
I don't want to find out, man, how they got that way. But I recall the day I went to this home in a perfectly good neighborhood along Connors Point. I mean, it's a lovely part of town to live in, Jack. Underwater, nice neighbors, old-fashioned area that's a joy to visit. You wouldn't know the filthy conditions the inside of this home just by looking at the outside. I was shocked. I mean, I was stunned and unnerved. Frankly, I couldn't wait to leave. The man and wife who lived there simply let it go. And then they expect me to take it over and to sell it. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, Mr. Newton.
I don't know how people
Lou Martin here.
Let these things happen like that.
How about the good deals on homes, Mr. Newton?
Yeah, you remember. It's the reason you're here.
Oh. Oh, goodness me, how I can go on. Well, yeah, of course. Look, here's a nice one for someone employed at Great Northern Railroad. It's on Washington Street in Superior. It's got two lots, six rooms with a garage. I bet you can't guess how much we're letting it go for, Jack.
Couldn't tell you, George.
Well, how about you, Lou? I mean, take a guess. Six rooms, a garage, stove heat. Real neat, like I like to say.
Okay, what about $3,000?
Wrong. It's less than half of that, Lou and Jack. We'll let this beauty go for just $1,400, and you can move right on in. Now, here's another. It's a home on East 3rd Street at 27th. Six rooms, a two-lot corner. The roof is only 3 years old. But what do you think, Jack? Your turn to guess.
Oh, well, $1,500, I suppose.
Yeah, Jack, you hit it right on the head. $1,500. Lou, you should stay in news, but Jack, you might have a career in real estate.
Well, I don't think so. You're the expert, George. Any others to pass on to our good listeners?
Oh, yeah. And this is the topper, Jack and Lou. This is the best one for the best price in all of Douglas County, by golly. And you know I'm not just saying that to hear myself talk.
Oh, not you.
It's been priced at $4,750. But now, you see, the owner wants to reduce it. I mean, price to sell fast, you know? And she is something to see. The house, I mean. Also, it's on 3rd Street, East 3rd. It's got nine rooms, a full basement. Two bathrooms, one on the second floor, one on the third. Big, well-kept yard. I mean, not a dandelion on it in the spring. Large closets. This three-story, immaculate home has been reduced to $4,500, Jack and Lou. Can you believe it?
Ooh, wowee, George. Only at the George G. Newton Realty Company. Thank you, George. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Just call us. Ask the operator for number 4, and we'll pick up the phone. Or visit us at 1005 Tower Avenue. See you, guys.
See you, George. And now, good listeners, how's this one to warm up your house and home? Here's Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and In the Mood on Station KUWS.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller. Well, we're always in the mood for his fine music. Holy mackerel, Lou. That George Newton can sure go on.
I hope he's not listening, but you're right. You give him an inch and wow.
Well, one person we love to hear from, though, is the lovely Harriet Farig. Good afternoon, Harriet.
Yes, Harriet. Also a sight for sore eyes.
If you take care of those eyes, Louis, they wouldn't be so red all the time. Although they certainly are a match for your hair.
My mother's hair, my father's eyes, Harriet. Say, what's new from the society page?
These times are rather frightening, Louis. Mrs. Paul Clemens and her daughter, Mrs. August Kastner, and her children left for Camp Beauregard in Alexandria, Virginia. They all spent the summer in Solon Springs, but on Monday they left to be with their husbands, who are serving our country. Miss Virginia Lehman was elected editor of the Superior State Teachers College 1942 yearbook, the Gichigumi. She has announced her theme has already been arranged, but she cannot reveal it yet. It's a big secret. And the State Teachers College editor-in-chief for this year's Peptimist has been selected, Keith Nasellius of Washburn. Mr. Nasellius says his aim will be to cover the concerns of students at Superior State. Well, boys, I see the new Abbott and Costello picture is playing at the Beacon. Who wants to go? It's called Hold That Ghost. Sound fun, Louis?
Well, if you're going, then it'll be all the more fun. Well, thank you, Harriet Farig, for that look at the society's happenings for us today. Jack, were you involved in the Peptimist at one time?
Not very long. That's why I'm in radio now, Lou. But congratulations to Keith Nasellius and Virginia Lehman for their appointments. Maybe they'll be writing for the Evening Telegram someday. Now, good listeners, let's hear this favorite from our music collection on KUWS. Here it is, a tune written by Duluth's own Sammy Gallup, Elmer's Tune.
Thinking of falling in love.
It's not the season, the reason is plain as a moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Sing it, swing it, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's tune. Birdie, girdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
All sing Elmer's tune, they all sing Elmer's tune, they all sing Elmer's tune, they sing Elmer's tune.
Indeed, friends, the music of Glenn Miller with Ray Eberle on the vocal and the Modern Airs. Well, now, friends, let's turn to the sports page with our own Rapid Ray Paulson with the sporting news. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jack, and maybe not so rapid these days. That fall chill is in the air. The first fray of the Lakes Conference high school football season gets underway at Priest Field at Old Town in Superior on Friday. The Cloquet Lumberjacks will face off against Muff Johnson's East Orientals. That game will go on even as Duluth Cathedral tussles with Superior Central. Meanwhile, sport fans, hang on to your derby. It's homecoming this weekend at Gates Field as Superior State's Yellow Jackets try to sort through the wreckage of last weekend's defeat at the hands of Michigan Tech. The Jackets hold out hope with star rookie guard Ray Urbaniak and veteran sensation Ray Lyle at right end. Ted Ware's footballers meet the always tough South Dakota State. The Yellow Jackets have not lost a homecoming game for 11 years, not since 1930. So go Jackets! And the big game tomorrow has the Yankees of New York scoring off against the Brooklyn Dodgers for Game 1 of the World Series. You can hear that contest here on KUWS, courtesy of the Mutual Broadcasting Network. It'll be Red Ruffing on the mound against the bum's squeaky-voiced Georgian Whitley Wyatt. Wyatt just turned 22 years old, 22 years old, on Saturday. Oh boy, sport fans, has he got his work cut out for him. Well, that's the news from the sporting world, Jack.
Well, if I were a betting man, my 2 cents would be on those Yankees. Not that I like them that much, mind you.
That's about right, Jack. The bums of Brooklyn will be the sentimental favorites in this Subway Series. But the smart money's going to be on those Yankees.
Thanks, Ray, and fans. We've got time for one more number tonight. How about Sammy Kaye and his orchestra? A real pretty number requested by Dan and Marlene listening in Duluth. This is the Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Thank you.
Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay. How nice, how very nice. Hope you enjoyed it, Dan and Marlene, and good listeners. Again, we say goodbye with a happy melody and smiles on our faces. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1941, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research assistance from Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson, with sports reporting done by Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Email at simonson@wpr.org or write to us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1941. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.